Hey guys, it's Tuesday night. It's March 13th. We're on episode 13 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's season 8. And what I've learned in this episode is do not tell Erica Girardi she has full-on amnesia. Let's watch the episode now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm reckless, offensive. I destroy your defenses. My guest list is priceless. And yes, I run a tight ship. Bentleys and Benzes, through cash, colored lenses, and dollars and senses. Ching, it's expensive to be me.
This song never gets old. Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. We're live here in the studio recapping episode 13 on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Who am I with tonight?
You're here with Cynthia Nicole. You can check me out on all of my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
And it's your boy Richie Scott in the house.
Hey guys, we are back in the house. It feels so great. I love Tuesday nights. We have a lot to discuss. A lot of things went down on this episode.
Absolutely.
And I'm talking down. Mm-hmm. So for you guys at home, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I did as well. Three things that we want to talk about today, which I'm really excited to talk about, is pretty much Teddy and the Vegas bomb drop. We have friendships, what we can do to be better friends, and what not to do as friends. And, of course, the church key dinner, which was pretty explosive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start right off the bat. We're going to go a little bit out of order, kind of like tonight's episode. I was really surprised that they had shown what happened at the top of the episode, what really happened at the end. And it was just so different tonight. So we're going to throw things off tonight and do things a little bit differently. Teddy, Vegas, what was that? Why did she need to bring it up to Lisa Rinna during pedicure time?
You know what? I think that Teddy definitely made a rookie mistake here. Okay. But I love that she made the rookie mistake, because it's kind of like, you know, I feel like a lot of times when housewives are, particularly the ones that get a second season, mm-hmm. they tend to make a lot of mistakes. I think the only person that really didn't do that was Erica.
Yes.
She kind of had a smooth first season for the most part. But mm-hmm. I feel like Teddy is making, she literally is stepping on every bomb that she can possibly step on.
That she doesn't want to set off.
And she doesn't want to set it off. But I feel like she's, you know, bless her heart, she's acting on the side of good. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like she's trying to do a good thing, but it's just, oh, this one didn't need to be said.
No. Your take.
Pow! That's how I felt to this episode. I really think that I don't understand why Teddy decided to bring that up after 3 months. I think mm-hmm. she had it bottled in for way too long. She should have just told Rinna from the moment it happened, what mm-hmm. I'm learning as I watch the show. But I think, first of all, that nail shop was really cute.
Super cute.
Yes. Secondly, Teddy, I didn't agree with her doing that at all. She shouldn't have done it.
What's interesting about what she did was she did say in her confessional that she slightly did it for herself. I don't know if we caught that, but she
said, I caught it, but I didn't understand it.
Well, I think she knew what she was doing. So that's why she slightly felt like she was doing it for herself.
That's what I felt at the end of the episode. I felt like she knows exactly what she's doing, and like the villain is coming out in her.
It kind of backfired, because in the confession, she really slightly kind of went and said, and I slightly did this, you know, maybe selfishly for myself or something along those lines, that made me feel like she thought that it was going to bite her in the back.
But don't friendships, like, that happens all the time when you try to help out the other? It's backlashed at you and they blame you for it. So it's best to just not even get involved.
The messenger always gets shot.
Yes.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. I agree. And everybody in the chat, everybody is lit in the chat. Eileen, yes, she made an appearance.
Okay.
Yes.
There's a note about that okay. I have to give you guys.
You are a super Eileen fan.
I love Eileen. Yeah. I absolutely love her, because I used to love her as Kristen and Susan on Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
But that scene actually was recorded sometime earlier in the season, because they actually had it as a bonus scene for one of the first episodes of the season. Mm. So I remember watching the entire scene exactly the way that it is. It was online. So to me, I was thinking to myself, they probably threw this scene back in there. One, I think just to jazz it up and show Eileen. But I think that the sole purpose in putting that scene in there was to establish that both Erica and Lisa Rinna were okay with Dorit at this point in time.
Got it.
I feel like they set the stage perfectly for us to really understand the magnitude of what Teddy would do for that group of friends.
It kind of enhanced the situation. Exactly, exactly. The storyteller exactly. definitely knew what they exactly. were doing.
I caught you guys.
Yes.
I miss Silene. I wanted to see more of her.
Yeah, she kind of made like a quick hi and bye. Yeah. Overall, before we go any further, what are our overall thoughts about the episode? Because I think initially when we're done watching, it's like, okay, what do we think?
I absolutely love this episode.
Okay.
I loved how they kind of teased the ending at the beginning. There were the scenes I actually loved. I loved getting to see Kyle's new house. You know what I'm saying? I love the juxtaposition of, you know, Lisa Vanderpump having the conversation with Teddy versus Dorit having that conversation with Erica about the same topics. Everything they did in this episode I felt like was perfect.
Yeah, it was so fresh.
It was perfect.
What about you?
At first, I have to be honest, I thought it was kind of boring in the beginning, but then as it got to the middle and the end, it got like juicier. I'm like, where's my popcorn? I gotta eat my popcorn, you know, because I'm just like excited for this episode to see Teddy just really take her own place and have her own power. But I'm like, that's what I felt.
I thought the episode was great. I think people were thrown off in the beginning. Just those few moments of seeing how they produced it really threw me off. I'm like, wait, what's happening? What happened there? And I thought that was really cool. And again, seeing Kyle's house was great. We'll definitely get into that. Let's see what's happening in the chat. There's a lot of chatter. Thank you guys for joining us. Does anything stand out, Richie, to you?
No, there's emojis. A lot going there's on.
I see emojis.
The chat is lit.
If any of you guys are watching us live, or when you listen, if you're listening to this, just know that the chat right now is kind of going off.
It's lit, pretty much.
Yes.
So, pretty much, we are at the point where, you know, we all wanted to talk about friendships, what we could do as friends that's better. So let's use these ladies' approach. So going back to Teddy, would we have done what she did with Lisa Retta at the nail salon? Is that something a friend does?
Absolutely not.
No.
In my part.
Yeah. She said she felt guilty. It was gonna, you know, it was too much on her soul, pretty much.
If it was one of my best friends, I would.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know what I mean? Just because I feel like, you know, this was said, I just want you to know, because now you're around this girl and y'all cool. I just want you to know exactly what she was saying behind your back. I would do that to a close friend. I wouldn't have pulled that move that she did with Lisa Rinna, though, because they're not that close yet.
But do you think, like, after 3 months, she's like, I can't sleep. Oh my God, I feel so bad. And, like,
I don't think, I'm kind of like,
it wasn't that deep.
It wasn't that deep. It really, really wasn't.
She slept very well.
Had she said it, like, after it happened, like, immediately afterwards, like, because so many months, it's been 3 months at this point. So it's kind of like, why are you bringing this up now? Like,
wait, but if she would have said it in the beginning, don't you think Rinna probably would have, like...
Then there would have been a bigger reaction from Rinna, I think
there would have been.
Yeah, I think there was. But for Teddy to do that, it was great for TV, but in reality, like real life, that's not... I would definitely do your approach. You guys are not besties. You don't need to be laying out information like that. But for TV purposes, I thought it was great because it really made up for the whole episode in terms of what we were talking about. Let's see, what other friendship issues have happened so far? I'm loving the fact that Erica and Dorit have kind of developed a friendship. I think that's really great for viewers to see something new, the fact that Dorit went all the way to Erica's house and they got to like mingle and
drink champagne.
And I just wanted to eat the food spread. Yes. Oh my God, it looks so good.
Yeah, and it was nice to see Erica as a host because it's been a while since we've had parties there. And just to have Dorit there was kind of special and unique. Touching really quickly on their businesses, Erica was looking fabulous, getting ready for her book launch, which
that
she looked
great.
That comes
out next week, I think, on the 20th.
Yes, so everybody go get Erica Girardi's new book, and Beverly Beach. And I love that women support women. And in that scene, you could tell Erica was really invested into Dorit's thing. And it was kind of like a mutual respect for each other.
Yeah.
So I love that. I love the women on women support for each other. So that was really nice.
It was a very business kind of mentality. Like, you could see the business side, the entrepreneurship, you know. You don't just see them on TV. Like, you see that they have something else that they have big dreams for, which is exciting to see that on TV.
That's one of my favorite things about this season and this franchise, this particular one, Beverly Hills, because there's always something. There's Kyle's there. There's Lisa's products. There's this. There's that. So we get that.
Well, speaking of women supporting women and or just supporting very powerful women, let's talk about something that we have going on with our very own Maria Menounos.
Yes.
If you guys want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life, for those of you who do, we've got just the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. So, Conversation with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, including friendships. From health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you never had. So just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us who got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out. Fix your friendships.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And also, guys, make sure to follow at Maria Menounos on Instagram. Her stories are the best and she's so uplifting and fabulous. Make sure to check that out for sure.
Yep.
So the dinner, this build up for the dinner, I think Lisa Rinna set that up. She wanted to get the girls together. I think Lisa Rinna, she made a few more appearances this week than last week. She was there.
Finally.
Yes. Yeah. I was thinking throughout. I was like, okay, she's there. Okay, she's here. So that was nice. We got a little bit of her. She wanted to kind of get all the girls together. And at this point, there's still unsolved business in Teddy's head with wanting to talk to Dorit. And Dorit plays the cameras very well. I mean, when you're holding your phone like this and you're rolling your eyes and you know the camera's right there, you know it's now become, as she called, a theme, which is interesting. I might use that. But it's become a theme with her that she starts with the longer, short end of things or whatever she says, and it always ends up being Twister. So what is Teddy doing this season? I mean, what is going on with her? Because I think last episode we loved her. And then this episode I'm like, I'm not vibing with you. So it's kind of like a back and forth.
She threw a rock in the pond. And now she's made a ripple. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like things were almost kind of good. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that her and Dorit will have any level of sort of like real friendship this season. Mm-hmm. So she should have just let it go. I mean, in reality, like real life, just let it go.
Yes.
Just let it go.
I'm for sure when I was watching the episode and I saw the ripple effect, I was like, like she had me like, really? At the edge of the table, like, what is she going to do next? Like, it was suspenseful to see her. Like, she's coming in her own, which is awesome. I know it is going to start the ripple effect, but I like how she is taking her power and not worrying about anyone. Even though she cried, that's vulnerability, which is okay.
Listen.
But I love her power.
Does she have power?
I was about to ask that very same question.
What power are we seeing?
Okay.
I'm just literally just want
like,
to know.
Like, each person at the table, she's like, telling you this, I didn't do this, and she's telling Erica this, and you know, like, but I feel like she's growing into her own power where people are like, no, don't say that, or yes, say that. And that's the power that I'm talking about, where she can speak up and she's not afraid. Before, I felt like she was kind of afraid and timid, but now I can see the accountability coach in her.
Oh, my gosh. Richie is right doing here. Too much next to you.
Listen.
Here we go.
You know, I get it. I do think that, yes, she asserted herself, you know, in a way that she did kind of have to defend herself to just about everybody at the table at a certain point.
Absolutely.
You know, here's the thing. I love Erica. I do. Yes. I really, really do. You know, when confronted, though, like, I feel like a lot of these girls, because she really surprises them when she becomes aggressive, and she did get very aggressive tonight.
She did.
I feel like at that point in time, because Teddy was standing in her power, you have got to stand all the way up when you truly stand and when you're truly going to stand in your power, because if any old wind comes and knocks you over, then you're not standing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're just existing in a standing plane. Like, you're not really... Because she didn't defend herself with Erica. She just let her say that. And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I wish she would have said that to me. I wish she would have said that to me.
Yes.
But you know, as a fellow water sign, when it comes to loyalty and somebody tries to tell you, like, you have amnesia, anything with loyalty, you are going to back up. I know for me, I get a great, I'm not,
Right, right. I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that, you know, her versus Erica kind of seemed like a lion versus a lamb. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And but she came out like a lion. She should have ended it like a lion.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you were
so
disappointed.
If you really feel like you want to have the balls enough to stand up and go against someone, I do agree with Erica. You have to be able to stand being pushed back.
Yes, definitely. And Tabitha, thank you for joining us. Erica blew up. People who tend to seem cool, calm, and collected tend to erupt like that.
That is very true.
I agree with you, girl. You would basically be riding the surf. Yes, pretty much that is, we agree with you in the chat room for sure. So what do we think about Lisa Vanderpump's new closeness with Teddy? What is this? And Lisa Rinna has called it out and saying along the lines of her having a new puppy and a new little, you know, person to shadow. Do we feel like that's what is happening between the two of them?
I don't.
No.
I don't think so.
I think she just kind of sees her as a nice girl who, you know, is new in the situation and probably is just trying to figure her way out. Mm-hmm. You know, I really feel like at every point with every new person, Lisa has tried to make an attempt to get to know. She took Lisa Rinna with her horse shopping. You know what I'm saying? When she first came on the show, you know, her attempt to sort of make that sort of connection with Eileen, I think, went the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And Eileen interpreted that as, you're attacking how I got married. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So I feel like even when Catherine came on the show, Lisa Vanderpump, you know, reached out to her and sort of tried to befriend her. I think that's just what she does.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, all you really want is a friend, right? Yeah. And I feel like Lisa is taking her under her wing. And like they have maybe common things that they both like, horses.
Animals and such.
Yeah, so I think Lisa's just taking her in as a friend. And maybe she sees her like a daughter.
Yeah.
Or that's a good point. Or a sister, a friend, maybe?
Yeah. Little sister or something like that.
Yeah, I agree. Before we dive in more with the dinner, we have some special segments here that we have put together. We like mixing it up here, so Richie has some great images that we're going to take a look at and go over. And Richie, take it away.
Well, according to sources, guys, the producers of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills are looking for new women.
Ooh.
They're looking to sort of shake up the cast, I think, in some way, shape, or form. I do predict that someone will be added next season and someone may depart. So it's anybody's guess to see who will be gone and who will stay. Anybody have any guesses as to who could possibly leave?
I think Teddy would have to leave. And it's so funny that we were saying, like, she would have to leave or they have to leave. But it's become, like, if you guys ever watched the Real World Road Rules Challenge back in the day and they had to eliminate cast members, that's really what this show is. And yep. I think they should highlight that because it takes, you know, a personality to kind of drop. And I feel like Teddy isn't bringing it as much as... And maybe she doesn't even want to do the show anymore. I don't know. It seems like she's out of her element, so my guess would be Teddy.
Mm, what about you?
I think Dorit, and they might bring in Brandy Melville.
Well, it's a good thing that you said that because it's being rumored that Brandy is in talks to return to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So that's not confirmed. But what do you guys think about that? Do you guys think that that would be a good thing?
You know what? Now that you brought it up, and I do this often, I was on YouTube and she did do a bunch of press interviews with different outlets, and they were asking her the same question, which sometimes in press, it's kind of like a clue that they are going to bring her back. She seems to want to come back. Mm-hmm. So I think you might be right. I think she might be back. And I think viewers will really appreciate that shakeup. I think some cast members will be really nervous about that mm-hmm. because she brought such heavy drama. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be really great for the show.
Yeah. What about you?
I think she's changed, probably, I hope. But I'm just excited that she brings so much juice to the episodes, and I can't wait. Like, drama and, like, just... Absolutely does. Yeah, I'm really intrigued on her relationships, you know, how they're going.
My prediction is that she may be returning in maybe, like, a friend capacity first. Okay. And then maybe something kind of like Danielle Staub with Real Housewives of New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Back to kind of bringing some drama, still getting a paycheck, but, you know.
Team Brandy. Yeah. Yeah. Team Brandy.
I can see that happening. Like, maybe Bravo giving her, like, that extra, like, Brandy is back. Like, maybe, like, you know, a cool graphic or something that'll be, like, dramatic.
I think it would be great for the show. I think we would get the perfect balance of drama and glamour. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
She would bring the drama, and the rest of them would bring the glamour.
What about the original Housewives?
You know what? For me, the only other person I feel like I would bring back, if I didn't bring back Brandy, I would bring back Taylor. Because Taylor brought a lot of drama. Well, I feel like Camille's going to be added anyway.
Okay.
I feel like that's really kind of going to be the shakeup. If Teddy leaves, Camille's going to be brought in, and then I would love Taylor full time. Bring her back. Yeah. I loved her. But speaking of more juice, we got one last thing, and that is that, you know, Erica Jayne's book comes out next week. I think it's on the 20th. And interestingly enough, before The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, before she joined it, she had quit Erica Jayne completely. And she reveals that in the book. So do you guys think that it would have been the same without Erica Jayne, like Erica Girardi without Erica Jayne?
Definitely not. I think a lot of what people enjoy with Erica is that fantasy world of Erica Jayne.
Yeah.
So without that, I think she would be a good housewife. I think she has a lot. She would have gone the Teddy route where we were going to have to break down her personality, right, get to know her, go through all that. But this whole Erica Jayne story really just made her story.
Absolutely. She doesn't have to try. So if you guys are in the chat, or if you're watching or listening, tell us what you guys think. Are you guys here for Brandy possibly returning? Who would like that?
Yes, definitely. Yes, we have someone in the chat. Would love to see Brandy back. I want Camille to be full time. And Olga disagrees with you. Taylor is too emotionally fragile for the show. So everybody, this is why we love Housewives. Some people like things, some people hate things. This is, you know, we watch it for pure entertainment.
Yep.
You're never gonna, you know, I met some people this weekend, shout out to them, who we were just on a hike and we talked about Real Housewives. We had all the opinions. I'm like, it was great. So going back to this huge dinner, we'll close it out there. We're getting ready to go to dinner, and basically we get the phone call from Teddy saying that she wants to chit chat again with Dorit, and you don't do that right before you're gonna meet all these
women. I feel like they did
women.
This one once before.
She did do that again. She did that again by inviting Dorit to her house before they all got massages, and she saw how that blew up. She wants to do it again in the car and think that it's not gonna blow up. So again, it's two times now that Teddy has gone about this the wrong way, you know, and she doesn't want to talk about this in a group setting, but I think that it's in this show, you have to get everybody in there. I was actually upset that Kyle left. I knew she had to leave for a reason.
I was too.
And she definitely made that clear, and they let you know that she's not going to be filming because she has to go and have her personal time with her daughter. But if Kyle was there, it would have been something else. There's always somebody that's missing.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
The whole phone call, was that necessary? How would you have approached it if you were Teddy? She basically just wanted to be accountable for what she had done, because she felt guilty, so now she had to tell her. But she told her right before she was going to meet everybody.
She would have saw it on the show at some point. I would have just let her have to find out on her own. If Lisa Rinna wanted to confront her, that would have extended the storyline. But the way she chose to go about it, it just backfired completely.
Complete.
I think she should have had Lisa and Dorit, whether in the limo or somewhere else, not that same day, to meet up and talk about it, because I felt like Dorit went into that already heated and reactant, and, you know, of course people are going to take her side because she
came in like in a frazzle, and when you come into parties, people can sense your energy.
And you don't want to be like, you want to be calm, collected, ready to have fun, but I felt like Teddy shouldn't have brought it up like that. Maybe somewhere else. But to have Lisa and Dorit together to talk about it, if it bothered her that much.
Camille tried to strike up a little conversation there. I give her 5 points for talking about the gag.
I thought she was going to back down. Points. I'm like, no, don't say sorry. It was, like, funny.
She kind of did say sorry a little bit, but she didn't say sorry. She kind of was like, it was funny.
I wouldn't, because what Dorit does that I absolutely love about her is...
She doesn't let anybody phase her.
What she does is she will acknowledge that you did something... Mm-hmm. shady, and she will explain why it was shady. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She will explain why she's upset about it. Whereas Camille is trying to smooth it over. Dorit is, at that point, took the winner's, you know what I'm saying? It took the winner's spot in that situation, because had Camille just never said anything else about it, it would have gone down in history as, you know, her moment. But I feel like Dorit took that away from her.
Yeah, definitely. She has a lot of power, that Dorit.
She does.
She has a lot of power.
She has turned all of us on Teddy. You know exactly. what I'm saying?
So here we have Teddy literally in a corner trying to really figure out her thoughts. She's with a bunch of females trying to really get it together, trying to, you know, stand firm on it. And she kept it together until she got up from her seat and then had her crybaby, as Erica Jane said, Erica Girardi, crybaby moment. You know what? I think Erica made a comment and spoke up. And I don't think anybody was talking to her, but they were having a conversation. So that's kind of how Erica inserted herself into this moment. Because she did speak up to say something. And I think that's when Teddy had the opportunity to say, oh, wait, now you're going to act like you don't know what's happening. Because Erica wasn't speaking until Erica made a comment. And then I think that's when Teddy felt the opportunity to come for her, which she did come for her. And by coming for her, I don't know if she saw the Hong Kong episode, but you do not come for Erica. And she kind of let her have it. So was Erica in the wrong, in the right? Was it too much? She said that she's tired of being nice to her.
I already feel like she didn't like her, number one.
Okay.
So I feel like it was just an opportunity. But I think the thing...
I have a window. It opened. I can be mean.
Yes. No, I really think that the thing that set Erica off was the pretend amnesia comment. Had Teddy just simply said, you know, you agreed with me in that moment that that's what happened. And had she left it at that, it was the pretend amnesia that I think made Erica see red. Like, you're calling me a liar now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Which she did not appreciate.
No.
It was the wrong choice of words in a moment that probably could have worked had you had said that to someone else.
Right.
You could have got away with that maybe if you said that to Kyle or somebody else that wasn't going to take it that wrong.
I appreciate that Lisa Vanderpump tried to defuse the situation multiple times.
Which I think Lisa Rinna is a little kind of over. I can kind of sense that Lisa Rinna is seeing that Lisa Vanderpump's a little bit too caring with her, and she made a comment before, but I'm glad that Lisa Vanderpump did do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thoughts on that? Thoughts on this?
I at first thought that Erica was sort of defending Dorit a little bit. It was
she kind was.
Of, she was. Was, right? She was. So that was awesome clear. To see that friendship, like, building. And then when Teddy had come at her saying something and then Erica reacted, I think Erica had every right to react, because when you're calling someone else a liar or pretend amnesia, I don't think anybody's just going to sit there and just be like, oh, yeah, I have pretend amnesia.
Yes.
Like, no. Like, Erica had every right to feel that way. And I think Dorit did, too, at the table. But... I just wish that Teddy would have owned her power, even though she cried. That's her power, and that's her
vulnerability.
Yes, Teddy, her vulnerability. Mm-hmm. But I wish she would have not cried.
Right.
And just went straight for it, what she was feeling at that moment.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I wanted her to really own that moment, because I don't feel like she was wrong in her feelings. The way she went about it was wrong. And I do feel like, because she was really doing a great job with defending herself, I was like, okay, bring it home.
Yes.
Oh. I want to see more of that.
Yes. Smackdown.
Yes. And I think, you know, she tried to do it as much as possible, and she would have gotten away with it had she not been on a reality show, because the cameras follow you when you go to your car. Because if it was just in the moment, you gave each other hugs, you would have left. And I've been to Church Key before. It's a great place to go if you guys want to go to somewhere really cool in L.A. That would have been fine. But the fact that the cameras are following you all the way to the car, you're mic'd. I mean, she was ready to pull. She was pulling off her mic. It was just, you felt bad for Teddy in that moment.
Well, I think to add insult to injury, you know the long and short of it, like she says.
Yes.
is that when she got up to leave, Dorit followed her out. And Dorit was sort of nice nasty to her because nice, she nasty. Was like, you know, trying to comfort her, but she also said that you don't get to feel bad. I'm the person that gets to feel bad.
Yeah, here. That was a last punch.
And I was like, just knock her in the grave, why don't you?
Yes, that was intense. So Ronnie says Teddy is not impressed by the Erica Jayne character. I think there's definitely some unresolved tension, and let's get into some predictions for next week.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that Kyle is noticing the friction between, and she wasn't at this dinner to the drama part, but she notices that Teddy and Erica Girardi, have issues and they need to be resolved. There's some energy there since day one that they weren't vibing from the very beginning. And you would think that two strong women, an accountability coach and an entrepreneur, would get together and, you know, mingle over their success. And that's not what's happening. And I think a lot of people are noticing. And I think my prediction is they are going to go to coffee or something. Or cocktails.
I don't know. I feel like, I'm just trying to put myself in Teddy's position to kind of really feel like what she's going to do next. Because I feel like it's the next move is either hers or it's Erica's. And Erica's already stated she's not apologizing. And I don't think, my prediction is that Erica is not going to let this go and it's going to continue until they go on their cash trip.
Ooh, all right.
I think Erica is going to apologize, but after Teddy apologizes first.
Okay.
I feel like I don't know where their friendship went south or left. I don't know exactly, but I want to see them talk it out. I really do. I want to see what is going on with them. They might even be similar in a lot of ways and they don't even know it yet. So
that really might be the case. I agree with you guys. Well, I hope you guys have been enjoying chatting with us. We read your comments on YouTube. We love interacting with you. So make sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms, and Richie will let you know where you can find him.
You guys can stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
You can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
And I'm your host, Thomas Erlina. I'm always plugging my YouTube show. It's called Your Time with Thomas. And my spin-off show, Your Time with Thomas, The Experience, is going to air in LA. I'm so excited. I can't believe the show has come this far. So you guys, make sure to watch that. I'll give you more details. It's on March 25th, Sunday at 12:30. And as we get closer to the date, I will definitely give you guys more info. Follow my Instagram at Thomas Erlina to learn more. And we will see you back here next week with Jen. Thank you guys for joining us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.